Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I feel like with my next guest here, Josh Krasauer, 97.1 FM Talk, political insider, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Do you have like 3 or 4 hours to spend this afternoon? Because there's so much news. There's so much political news. How are you, Josh?
My goodness. The timing is great today, Mark, because the story driving a lot of political conversation in Washington about Graham Plattner, the big story just dropped in the New York Times. So there's a lot of developments on Capitol Hill, but there's a lot of political developments in that main Senate race too.
Yeah, I kind of started the show with that because the New York Times article dropped right before the show started, or right as it was starting. And, you know, I think there's, as you know, the last couple of days, there's been a lot of buzz. We knew something else was coming. So the story that we hear is that Graham Plattner went up to Capitol Hill and, you know, was trying to do some meeting and greeting and maybe soothe over some concerns. But one of the questions he was asked is, hey, is there more coming? And I think he might have known there was more coming. So is it maybe now the tipping point where the Apple research is going to keep probably coming and this guy is going to start falling by the wayside because the Democrats are sticking by him?
Well, look, there have been so many damaging allegations about this guy, Graham Plattner, whether it's Nazi tattoo or his demeaning and attacks of American military servicemen serving in Afghanistan, to misogynistic and bigoted social media posts, and none of it seemed to really dent his political standing. So I would be cautious about jumping to, I mean, and I also think that there was so much hype about this story, and I read the whole thing. I think it's pretty damaging about his history of abusive relationships. Three ex-girlfriends speak to the New York Times about sort of his issues in their relationship, including one pretty detailed allegation of physical abuse. But, you know, look, I think that, you know, if there's more where this came from, sure, I think they could do his campaign in. Where things stand now, I think it's very much up in the air, where I think a lot of voters in Maine are primed to vote Democratic, but you have a candidate with such baggage and such a low personal reputation that it's going to be very, very uncertain where things stand. And by the way, Mark, there's a primary in Maine
next
on Tuesday.
Week. Right.
So Janet Mills, the governor, the state's governor who dropped out of the race, is still on the ballot.
Right.
So we'll get next Tuesday a sense of how much damage this has been doing among Democratic voters.
Do you have any indication that there are people that are, I think I've heard this, that they're encouraging people to vote for Mills because of this?
Well, the messaging from Democrats has been all over the map. Some Democrats met with him when he was in town on Tuesday and they reiterated their support. Chuck Schumer has not backed down from his support of Plattner, but others have been much more cautious. And you know, it's interesting that I think they're waiting to see the next shoe to drop, which has come with the New York Times expose. Look, I will say that the Plattner campaign has been prepared for this to come out. They have been spinning so far that this is not as much of a bombshell as a lot of people had been anticipating. I think it's plenty damaging, especially when you top it off with all the other problems he's facing. But look, we're in a pretty good Democratic national environment. This is a must-win Senate seat for the Democrats. So I think there could be some degree of partisanship that reasserts itself, even with all the baggage.
But the folks, and I spoke with someone that was up there in Maine yesterday. I mean, there's still the conventional wisdom that in the end, Susan Collins will still win the seat. I know there's risk here, and they want to say that this is maybe more in play. But the insiders in Maine still think that she'll close the deal like she always does. Is that different than what you might think?
Well, all you have to do is look at the betting markets where, you know, Plattner was, you know, 80% chance of winning as of a few days ago. And in the last couple days, as the rumors about this story have circulated, it's now more of a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah.
Look, Susan Collins, I've covered her, you know, for decades now. She's one of the most battle-tested, popular senators back home. But she's been facing a lot of headwinds this year because Trump is very unpopular in Maine, and there's a desire among Democrats, even more moderate Democrats, that they need to do anything possible to check Donald Trump. And if that means you're voting out Susan Collins so they can retake the Senate, they're going to do that. Plattner has made that proposition very, very difficult because his character is so disreputable, and there's so many documented instances of whether it's the Nazi tattoo, whether it's the sexist and racist postings, whether it's attacking you know, military service. I mean, all these things we've been talking about, it's hard to stomach voting for a guy like that, especially if you're a Democrat who cares about, you know, civil rights, inclusivity, and kind of the mainstream views that Maine Democrats have been known for.
By the way, in the reporting today, and I don't know if it was as big of a bombshell or not, but what I do know is that the Nazi tattoo was also referred to, and that there were women who had made the claim that he knew exactly what that tattoo was, even though he claims that it wasn't. So, I mean, it's kind of common sense. It's hard for me to believe that he didn't know. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the excuses.
Mark, a Jewish Insider broke that story months ago that the ex-girlfriend had heard from Plattner that he called it my Totenkopf.
That's right.
How he referred to it. So the New York Times confirms our reporting, and it actually had now the person, the ex-girlfriend, is now on the record with a name. But
well, good job. My apologies for not knowing that. Let's go to California. Look, yesterday I sat here in the day after the jungle primary, and I'm looking at the results. You know, the LA Times, 60%. Today they're up to 62% counted. How about that progress in California, Josh?
I mean, if you want to know why California government is so sclerotic, all you have to do is look at how slow it takes for them to count ballots. It takes about a month for them to actually call races, including competitive races in that state, which is so much slower than any other state in the country. And there's just no, I mean, can you imagine if California was an actual swing state and you wouldn't know who was president
for
until California counted its votes?
Right.
You wouldn't have a president by inauguration. You would probably have a situation where you'd have to delay inauguration day. It would be a constitutional crisis. The fact that
it's
California,
outrageous. It really is.
California, that no one cares about. I mean, and this is a personal, I've been writing about this for many, dating back to a decade where I was like the one person screaming on how California could be so ineffective in actually counting ballots. And by the way, it's because they have rules in their state that allow ballots to come in after election
right,
day.
Right,
right. I mean, that is something very unusual. It's not done in most other states. So they have the ability for people to cast their ballot, you know, they can mail it before election day, but it can come in after election day. So it just makes the process so inefficient and ineffective. But it's sort of a metaphor about how California government services work and why so many cities are facing high crime.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh! Where'd he go? He just...
You know,
oh, there
you are. In effect, it's a symbol on why, you know, it's kind of remarkable Republicans haven't been more competitive in California, because there's definitely a story to tell about the Democratic Party's one-party rule.
Let me ask you a little bit about President Trump. He held an event earlier. We played some of the Q&A. We had some reporting from earlier this week, and I think it was confirmed by both parties that President Trump kind of yelled at Bibi a little bit, called him crazy. They both came out of it saying, yeah, we can, you know, agree to disagree on some stuff. But where does that relationship stand, and where are we, do you think, in what the president might do when it comes to this war?
Well, Trump is, I mean, I feel like we talk about Iran, we have the same stories every week or two.
Yeah.
We're imminently close to a deal that never happens. And you know, maybe we'll do another military strike, but really that's not going to be the case. And look, I think it's pretty clear now that Trump has no appetite to reengage militarily against Iran. But it's sort of, we're at a point where we're in a ceasefire period, yet Iran attacked Kuwait. They fired missiles at their airport 2 days ago. That's not a ceasefire.
And yet
there's this I think need for the president to kind of create his own reality about what's happening on the ground for his own political purposes. But the reality is, we're really not in a ceasefire. Iran has still closed the Strait of Hormuz. The economy is still suffering as a result internationally, and Iran is attacking our allies in the region. So I mean, it really is getting to the point where, you know, you're either going to have to put up or shut up, and you may need to have to go back to war to take out Iran's capabilities. But they clearly are playing around, and they clearly are taking advantage of this period where we're trying to project some kind of calm in the region, but that's clearly not what's happening.
Josh, how would you characterize one more topic here? How would you characterize what happened between Republicans on the Hill and President Trump on this $1.8 billion, the anti-weaponization fund, which, by the way, I think now has been scrapped, right? Have they given up on that?
For the most part. I mean, you never say never, but that's what Todd Blanche has said, and we'll believe, you know, that's how Republicans in the Senate are proceeding. It goes to show, Mark, that the Republicans that are lame ducks, the ones who lost primaries because of Trump, like a John Cornyn or Bill Cassidy, mm-hmm. or Tom Tillis, the retiring Republican senator, they're exerting their leverage. And you're seeing more examples of Republicans, not a lot of them, but a half dozen, trying to constrain some of the more unpopular parts of what Trump is trying to pursue in the Senate, and preventing them from actually passing through Congress.
Yep, they're the ones with no consequences are doing what they can right now. I think that we can admit that. Josh Kronstadt, always great to have you on. We heard you today. We had some problems with the phone line, so it sounded great today. You cut out for just briefly, and you panicked me. I hope all is well. Hey, Cardinals still doing pretty well. How are your Nationals right now?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Teams on the rise. I'm looking forward for the series coming up.
I expect that we'll start tailing off a little bit, but look, it's been fun so far, and they're hanging in there. And Jordan Walker, did you say you had him on your fantasy team?
Because I know the whole Cardinals lineup, the top
I love that.
Hitters. So I'm now a Cardinals fan this year.
Awesome.
So,
glad to have you. Thanks, Josh. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.